The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
So how early should you start saving for retirement? How much should you put away? Studies have shown that most workers are wildly underestimating the amount they need to save for even a modest pension income. But fear not. Joining me now in studio to guide you through all you need to know to save for your pension is David Quinn, Managing Director of InvestWise Financial Planning. And if you have any questions for Dave, you can get them in to 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. David, good morning. And first of all, let us start with the answer that I know is, or the question that I know the answer is going to be, it should have been 15 years ago. When do you have to start saving for your pension?
Good morning, Anton. As soon as you start working.
I knew it.
Yeah. That's the that's
and
the,
if by chance you find yourself in a position where you failed to do that, David, how doomed are you?
You're like the earlier you start, the better. You know, in nobody does this, but in theory, if you started at 22 with your first job, by the time you hit 40, potentially the growth on your fund would be more than your contributions, and therefore you get a massive compounding benefit from those early contributions. But let's face it, no one starts their pension at 22.
This is because you need the money for other stuff.
Of course, like having fun.
Yes, yeah. And paying the mortgage and the car bills and childcare and everything else.
Exactly. So a lot of that stuff gets in the way. Saving for a house, childcare, all those things get in the way. So we typically start getting people taking it seriously from their late 40s. But I do see some very prudent people starting early who, you know, maybe their parents drilled it into them, or maybe they listened to someone like me. And they did start even with tiny contributions. And what I do suggest people do is try and cajole their employer into making a small contribution if they can. If they're working in a decent sized company, that's a good way to get a pension started without having to make a contribution yourself. And every employer is obliged to make a pension available to their employees. They don't have to pay into it, but they actually get a little bit of tax relief from paying a contribution into an employee's pension. So even a few percent of someone's salary when you're negotiating with your boss about a little pay rise, that, you know, that doesn't
affect. And of course, the critical thing with the pension is that it rolls up tax-free. So it accrues any of its interest and compounds without it ever. So it is about the most efficient investment you can make, isn't it?
It is, because we get very, very heavily taxed on investment in Ireland, particularly if you invest in funds, as opposed to, you know, buying bank shares or something like that. So it is very tax efficient.
So is there a rule of, is it like a wedding ring? Is it 3 months salary? How much should you be getting into the net, let's say? How much should you be saving?
So I try not to throw out a scary number like 20% of your salary or something like that, because let's face it, it's not realistic. What I like people to do is maybe not in their 20s, but certainly, you know, when they get established and have a family, start thinking about what they want out of life. What are their plans?
Retirement and vast riches, I think, is the short answer.
You know, that's the short answer. But we try and dig a bit deeper and get the, you know, get into the emotional aspect of it. What do they want? Do they love what they do? Firstly, if someone loves what they do, they mightn't want to retire. So if you're doing something you love, that's not a problem. But if you're doing a job that you're not particularly keen on, start thinking about really. I think the decisions should be factored in before you even buy a house, because if you buy a house, a big house, and have a big mortgage, that will be probably the biggest controlling factor on your retirement, because you might just have to work until you're 70 to pay off the mortgage. So if you buy a smaller house and maybe, you know, give up the ego a little bit, then that can bring your retirement forward by 10 or 15 years. So those decisions should, if you can, think about them as early as you can.
What about the nature of the pension? Because the pensions are terribly complex when you begin to look at what type do you set up and when can you draw it down and all of the rest of it.
Yeah, I think the authorities would like to simplify it and make pensions auto-enrolment structures, because it simplifies it. The industry likes to keep it very complicated. For obvious reasons, it keeps them in work, and me to a certain extent. But, you know, it is very complicated. But at the end of the day, all you have to think about is it is just a long-term savings plan.
But you can pick whether you get, there's executive pensions, there's, how do you decide on all of that? Or is it the kind of, is there even a good place to go to get it explained to you in a way that doesn't require a degree in physics?
Yeah, like the pensions authority and even some of the life insurance companies will have guides available which will explain which type of pension is appropriate to you. If you're working in a company, it's going to be a company pension. If you're working for yourself, it's going to be a personal pension. And everything else is just a kind of a technical detail. Really, it just comes down to a company pension or a personal pension.
And what about drawdown? Because am I right in saying there are different ages at which you can access your pension, depending on which pension you get?
Yes. Like there's an just infinite number of buts and ands with pension structures and when you can retire. But if you're in a company pension and you've left your employment, you can retire from, you can take your benefits from 50. And so any time between 50 and 70 really is the range of ages you can
actually...
Do you
have many clients who at the age of 50 decide that's it for me, I can hang up my spurs and retire?
No, not many. But what I do have is people who try to access their pension from 50, either to pay down some awkward debt or, you know, they're in financial difficulty or, you know, for any number of reasons. They might see, they may have a number of pensions from different employments and their big pension might be continuing on and they might keep making contributions to it, but they might have a small one from when in their 20s and they want to take a lump sum out of that for whatever reason. I don't tend to advise people taking pensions early, but it can be done.
Interesting one here that says, I worked from 90 through 97, as in 1990 through to 1997, paid a pension when I was in that job. I'm now 47. Do I have to wait until I'm 65 to get it back? So that's from Richard. So I assume that's in a previous employer there was a pension built up that he's now left.
Yes, and if they've moved that into what's called a retirement bond, which is just really a company pension when you've left employment, they can access the lump sum from 50. Not the whole fund, though. Just the 25% lump sum. So if the fund is worth 40 grand, they'll get 10 grand of a lump sum from 50.
And can they draw the rest of it then on a yearly basis
then? They can. They don't have to until they're 61, but they can if they want. And that's taxable, that drawdown.
Another, I'm employed with a northern-based company here in the south. All the northern employees are in a pension scheme, yet we're not in the Republic. I'm 44, almost 45, and time is not slowing down. Do I have any legal backing which would help me approaching them?
Yeah, like it doesn't matter whether they're a northern employer or an Irish-based employer. They are obliged to offer the facility of a pension to all employees in Ireland. So usually that's what's called a PRSA is the structure that they use. And they are obliged to offer. They don't have to pay into it, but they are obliged to facilitate. So that's all that employee has to do is ask them, where is the PRSA, which is our nominated PRSA provider, and go ahead and get it set up.
Another, is it hard to set up a self-administered pension? I'm 34 and I have a work pension where I put in 5% and my company match it, but I wish to have a separate pension where I can invest in shares and so forth.
Yeah, that's a very common question at the moment, because particularly among that age cohort, they want to buy their own shares. They want to buy GameStop and they want to buy Bitcoin and trade.
Really, that retail shareholding urge is common now.
Huge. Yeah, huge. And there's a bit of pushback from the regulators, particularly on buying Bitcoin in your pension. They're making it more and more difficult, but it's very common. You can't set up a self-administered pension without your employer's kind of involvement, but you can set up a self-directed PRSA AVC, to be technical.
Oh, yes, of course, a PRSA AVC. Thanks.
So if you're already in a company scheme, you can set up an AVC scheme, which the civil service and public sector people will be very aware of for, you know, civil service pensions. But if you're in a company pension, you can set up your own separate pension fund that you can make additional contributions into.
And can you direct what it...
Yes. Where
it, to that extent, you can pick individual stocks?
You can. You can set it up with a stockbroker and put it all into GameStop or Robinhood or whatever you want. I don't advise
which
that.
Which we should say is not a recommendation either of David or of Newstalk. Indeed.
Yeah.
Another, I'm David, I'm 53. I left my PUA job recently. I'm now self-employed. Estimated pension fund of 85,000. Thinking of withdrawing to invest in property. Are there penalties or would you advise against it?
Investing in property within the pension, is that...
I'm thinking of withdrawing it to invest in property.
Oh, yeah. What age did they say they were?
They said they are 53.
No. They can do most of those investment ideas through the pension if they get into the right structure. Taking the pension out is very penal from a tax perspective. So you'd have to pay a lot of tax to get the fund out, and most of the points they're making there could be done within the pension.
Okay, very quickly then, where you talked about buying the smaller house so that you could throw the money into the pension,
yeah.
Somebody has raised the point that surely your house is a great investment too, because equity benefit on a primary residence is tax-free. You sell the big gaff, you take it and you move into an apartment. Is that not a good investment?
That's fine, yes. If you can afford that out of net after-tax income, the pension is pre-tax and the benefits tend to be bigger. So it's a balance of the two.
David Quinn, MD of InvestWise, thank you very much. We could be here for the rest of the day going through all the questions that have come in.